This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Start to tick till you know we're one. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:17 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and it's Sunday, March the 10th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if you if your clock is saying 3:18, you're probably still sleeping. The time is 4:18 today, the day we set our clocks ahead 1 hour, spring forward, fall back. And so, this is 4:18 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. We're talking sports, and I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, it's 4:36 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Having one of those mornings. I guess I accidentally pushed a button and everything went off. But anyway, we're back. And it's 4:37 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. It's a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here when we can't get on the air. Virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let me begin by apologizing not only for just this little gaffe that I had here in the studio, but also I could not get the all of the men's basketball scores yesterday. So I'll give you what I have and we'll go from there. Virginia 73, Louisville 68, North Carolina 79, Duke 70. Upset. Unranked Auburn defeated Tennessee, who was ranked number 5, 84-80. Kentucky, 66. Florida, 57. And another upset. Michigan State defeated Michigan, who was ranked number 7, 75-63. And then after that, everything on my screen went blank, so I could not get the rest of the men's college basketball scores, and I apologize. But since we're so far behind now because of my gaffe here in the studio, let's move right along to the NCAA women. Stanford 72, Washington 61, Baylor 100, Texas Tech 61, UConn 92, East Carolina 65, Louisville 78, North Carolina State 68, Notre Dame 91, Syracuse 66, Mississippi State 71, Missouri 56, Oregon 88, UCLA 83, Maryland 73, Michigan 72, Iowa 72, Rutgers 67, upset, unranked Arkansas defeated Texas A&M, ranked number 15, 58-51. Iowa State 75, Kansas 58, Texas 66, TCU 64, and Drake 95, Bradley 63. In that UConn game, Collier got 37 points, 13 rebounds, no assists. She was in passing, baby. 2 steals and 2 blocks. Nelson Odo got 6 points, 17 rebounds, 1 assist, no steal, 5 blocks. Walker, 14 points, 10 assists, and 2 steals. Williams, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and a block. And Dangerfield, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Irwin played, and she got 2 rebounds. Kamara played, didn't score. Neither Irwin. Bent scored 3 points, no rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. And Combs got no points, even though she played not very many minutes. And the major player on the UConn team did not play. I don't know whether she's injured or not. But anyway, UConn prevailed handily in that game. 92-65 over East Carolina. Okay, so that's men's, that's women's. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Avalanche 3 and the Sabres zip. The Sharks 3 and the Blues 2. That was an overtime game. The Lightning 3 and the Red Wings 2. The Flyers 5 and the Islanders 2. The Rangers 4 and New Jersey 2. The Maple Leafs 3 and the Oilers 2. The Blue Jackets 4 and the Penguins 1. The Blackhawks 2 and the Stars 1. The Hurricanes 5 and the Predators 3. The Golden Knights 6 and the Canucks 2. And the Coyotes 4 and the Kings 2. And all you Bruins fans, I know you're waiting for this one. And the Bruins 3 and the Senators 2. I think the Bruins are 3 games away from setting a record for the most consecutive games in which they either won or tied or at least got a point in this new system. In that Bruins game, in the first period, there was no scoring whatsoever. But in that second period at 10-11, Brad Marchand got his 28th goal of the year on the power play with assist from Krug and Bergeron. But 11:08, Jean-Gabriel Pageau tied it up with his third goal of the year with assist from Tkachuk. at the end of two periods, 1-1. At 2:46 of the third period, Brady Tkachuk got his 16th goal of the year with assist from Tierney, and that put the Senators up 2-1. But at 8:47 of that third period, Chris Wagner got his 11th goal of the year with assist from Krug and McAvoy. That tied it at 2, and they weren't ready for any overtime. At 19:15, David Krejcik got his 18th goal of the year with assist from Heinen and Grelchek. That was the winner, Bruins 3 and the Senators 2. Lightning keep winning, however, and so therefore we haven't gained any points on them. But hey, we'll take it. We'll go with what we got and be grateful. 4:43 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. Okay. 4:44 here on WMFO in Medford. We are still having some problems. I'm still having some problems here in the studio. But hopefully we can get that resolved and not shut everything off. I guess that's what happened the last time, trying to resolve that problem, and I hit the wrong button. Everything went blank. Okay, let's go. Oh, well, in the Major League Baseball, this is spring training, so I don't put too much emphasis on that, and we don't go too deeply into who did what to whom. Red Sox lost to the Mets 10-2. Rafael Devers got another hit, a triple, and he's hitting .476 on the season, in spring training. And I think Rafael is going to have a very, very good year. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. Excuse me. That doesn't sound good at all. Let's go to golf. Arnold Palmer Invitational. After 3 rounds, Fitzpatrick is 9 under. McIlroy is 8 under. Baddeley is 7 under. Wallace is 7 under. Kisner is 7 under. And there are 5 at 6 under in the Arnold Palmer Invitational as we head into the final round today. 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Having problems here, technically, here in the studio. Or maybe I'm not having problems, period. But anyway, we're going to do our best to straighten things out. So you just bear with us. Didn't do it, so let's move right along. Excuse me. Let's go to the NBA yesterday. The Timberwolves 135, the Wizards 130, the Kings 102, the Knicks 94, the Nets 114, the Hawks 112, the Bucks 131, the Hornets 114, the Trailblazers 127, and the Suns 120, and the Celtics 120, Lakers 107. Celtics is what, three in a row on the road? And so therefore, hopefully we've turned things around. In that game, Marcus Morris got 16 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jason Tatum, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Horford, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Irving, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Smart, 16 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. You go, Marcus. Ojale did not score, but he got a rebound. Yabusele got 2 points. Theis did not score. He also got a rebound. Hayward, 15 points. Gordon, keep it up, baby. Gordon, Hayward, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Baines, 7 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Rozier, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Wanamaker did not score, but he got an assist. And Brown got 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals, and 2 blocks. LeBron James, if you're interested, got 30 points in 28 minutes of play. And Celtics are moving right along. And let me check it out to see exactly where they are as far as positioning for the playoffs are concerned. We gained at least a half a game on the 76ers and also on the Pacers. Pardon my rattling here. The Celtics, 41-26. They are a half a game behind Philadelphia and a game and a half behind Indiana. They gained a half a game on Toronto. That puts us 7 games behind Toronto. And Milwaukee, we gained a half a game. We're 9 games behind Milwaukee. 4:49 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 10th, 2019. Edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. Sorry for the, all of the problems on the program today. Some of them have been self-inflicted. Others, hey, just couldn't help it. Anyway, good to see the Celtics are rolling again. As I think maybe hopefully the Bruins aren't peaking too soon. Someone took some of the air out of my sails when they talked about the Bruins handling the Lightning. The Lightning had come in on a back-to-back and had been obviously tired and but whatnot. But anyway, the Bruins look like they have a good shot because they've been doing all these things without Pasternak, their best scorer, and Bergeron, Krejci, and Marchand have been carrying the load, and every once in a while, some name I haven't heard of will jump in there and score a goal or whatever. And so hopefully they can keep it up, and we can keep Title Town USA rolling. Red Sox win it, Patriots win it, Celtics hopefully getting their act together. We're getting consistent games. If we can get 15 points a game out of Gordon Hayward off the bench, 10 of 12 more from Brown off the bench, 10 or so from Rozier, we're going to be an unbeatable ball club. We see that every team has their problems, and that's what's going on with Golden State. Along with Klay Thompson getting hurt, Boogie Cousins trying to work his way into their offense. And they think that maybe they can turn it on when it gets down to time. Well, we'll see. Red Sox, like I said, this spring training, and they've made an effort to keep their major pitchers, off the mound as far as exhibition games are concerned. Rafael Devers has been lighting it up, and I'm saying that he could be the breakthrough guy. Jackie Bradley Jr. also. We were looking for improvement with the bat from him. Mookie Betts. Hopefully he doesn't carry all that money around while he's running the bases or playing the outfield. Dustin Pedroia. That could be the comeback guy of the year. And if that's the case, woo, look out. Look out, look out. Nunez says that he's feeling the best he's felt in a couple of years. Brock Holt is still Brock Holt. Pierce, we haven't heard much from him. He's been sick, I think, but that's with the flu or whatever's been going around down there. And Moreland's now back in the lineup. Swihart got a couple of hits yesterday. Anyway. Things are looking up sports-wise here in Boston, USA. Okay, time to put the wraps in this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully I'll be back next Sunday.